Kulaini and Ebni Babawi and others, have with reliable chains of narrators, narrated that Imam Ja'far Siddiq, peace be upon him, once asked Hisham ibn Salim, who was one of the scholars of his companions, "What questions did you put up before Amr ibn Ubayd Basri, a Bukhari Sufi scholar?" Hisham said, "May I be sacrificed for you, O son of the Holy Prophet. I feel ashamed in narrating them to your honor and my tongue has no strength to describe the same to you." The Hazrat said, "When I am giving you a command, you should comply with it." Hisham said, "Very well." When I knew about the claim of Amr's grace and his sitting in the mosque of Basra and of his talking nonsense in the matter of religion, it pained me much. So I went there to Basra on a Friday and attended the mosque where he was sitting in the midst of a very big circle of people. He had wrapped a black cloth on his waist and had also covered himself with a black sheet and people were asking him questions. So I also advanced towards him and sat on my knees in the last row. Then I said, "O scholar! I am an outsider and want to ask you a question if you permit." He said, "You may ask." So I asked him, "Do you have eyes?" He retorted, "Oh boy! What a question is this?" I said, "My question is only like that." He replied, "All right, then ask, though it is foolish to ask such things." I repeated, "Have you eyes?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "What do you do with them?" He said, "Through them I see colors and the faces of people." Then I asked, "Do you have a nose?" He replied, "Yes." I asked, "What do you do with it?" He replied, "I smell fragrances." I asked, "Do you also have a mouth?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "What do you do with it?" He said, "I get tastes of things." I asked, "Do you have a tongue too?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "What do you do with it?" He said, "I talk with it." I asked, "Do you have ears?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "What you do with them?" He said, "I hear things." I asked, "Do you also have hands?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "What do you do with them?" He replied, "I hold things with them." I asked, "Do you also have a heart?" He said, "Yes." I asked, "Of what use is it to you?" He replied, "I remove with its help if there is anything doubtful to my other organs." I asked, "Are your organs not sufficient as you refer matters to your heart?" He replied, "No." I asked, "Why? Why are they not needless of the heart when all of them are hale and healthy?" He said, "Oh boy! Whenever these limbs fall in any doubt about anything touched or seen or smelled or heard, they refer it to the heart and it decides the matter, removes the doubt and creates certainty." I asked, "Then Allah has placed the heart in human body so that it may remove the doubts faced by the limbs and organs?" He said, "Yes." Then I asked, "If it is so, then heart must always be in the body and if it is not there then the knowledge of the organs is not firm and reliable." He said, "Of course." Then I said, "O Abu Marwan! Do you believe that the Lord of the universe who has not left your bodily organs without a leader or chief for the pronouncement of truth, and the removal of doubts, but he has left the entire creation in doubts, differences, and bewilderments and did not appoint any leader for them so that they may turn to him and so that he, that is the Imam, may keep them on the right path and may remove their doubts and bewilderment?" When I said this he kept quiet and did not give any reply. Then turning towards me, he asked, "Are you not Hisham?" I said, "No." He asked, "Did you live with him?" I said, "No." Then he asked, "Where are you from?" I said, "From Kufa." Then he said, then you are definitely Hisham. He got up from his place, lifted me up and placed me in his place and did not utter a word until I sat there. When I concluded the narration of this event, Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, became very pleased and asked, O Hisham! From where did you get this argument? I replied, O son of the Holy Prophet! It came to my tongue like that. In another version it is written that Hisham said, I obtained these things from your honor and then joined them approximately with one another. Hazrat said, By Allah! This subject is written in the scrolls of Abraham and Moses, peace be upon them.
As a matter of fact, man is a miniature world and a specimen of the greater world, as has been said by Amirul Mu'mineen, peace be upon him. Do you think that you are merely a tiny body? A great universe is hidden in you. The bones in your body are like mountains of the earth and the flesh is like dust. The big and small veins are similar to rivulets. Man's head, which is the center of his strength and intelligence, is like a sky above the body containing stars etc., which throw light on earth. The vapors rising from stomach and reaching brain and after cooling drop from eyes and brain are like those vapors, which rise from the earth and reach the cold strata of upper space and then drop in the form of rain. Moreover, the powers of brain reach the entire body through the back brain nerves just as the starlight affects the earth. Just as there are kings and commanders in the world on earth, so also there are some servants and rulers in the body too, and their king is the faculty of speech, which is also called galb, heart, from the viewpoint that first its relation is with the animal spirit and then it is nourished by the heart. Just as the world's habitation is in the north, so also the heart, which is the cause of the habitation of the body, is in the north. Just as the kings have their ministers who distribute sustenance to the ruled, so also whatever is cooked in the kitchen of liver is being distributed in the entire body. Just as some earthly wastes are disposed through rivers, such arrangement is also in the human physique. In short, a detailed discussion of this topic demands much space, for which this is not an appropriate place. Kulaini and Sheikh Tabarsi have narrated from Yunus ibn Yaghub that once a Syrian came to Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, and said, I am expert in the religious knowledge of Ilmi Kalam, scholastic theology, and fiqh, jurisprudence, and duties and inheritance, and so I desire to have a dialogue with your companions. The Hazrat asked him, Is your knowledge derived from the words of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or it is what your heart says? He replied, Some things are taken from the words of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and some are what my heart believes. The Hazrat then asked, Then are you a partner of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him? He said, Of course not. The Hazrat said, Have you yourself heard the revelation of Allah whereby he has conveyed to you his commands directly? He said, No. Then the Hazrat asked, Then is obedience to you as compulsory as it is to obey the Messenger of Allah? He said, No, please. Yunus says, Then Imam Siddiq, peace be upon him, turned towards me and said, O Yunus! This gentleman has, before starting his dialogue, nullified his talk, because, a man on whom Allah's revelation does not come, and whom Allah has not made commander, whose commands must be obeyed by the faithful, his talk in the matter of religion will be void, rather, he will be claiming to be a partner of Allah. At that very moment Hisham ibn Hakam, who was a very wise and well-informed youth among the Hazrat's companions, arrived. The Hazrat welcomed him and made him sit in his own place and said, You are our helper through your tongue and pen. Thereafter, when the companions of the Hazrat talked with the Syrian, and could not succeed, the Hazrat said to the Syrian, Have a dialogue with this youth. The Syrian then said to Hisham, Talk with me about this man, Imam Siddiq. Hisham became furious hearing such disrespectful words of the Syrian and said, O man! Is Allah more merciful to people or people are more merciful to themselves than Allah? He replied, Allah is more merciful. Hisham asked, What did he do to his servants by way of his mercy? The Syrian replied, He created a hoja, argument or proof, and a guide for them, so that they may not be disintegrated and no difference may arise between them, and the hoja and guide, may keep them disciplined and may inform them about Allah's commands, and our duty towards Allah. Hisham asked, Who is that person, hoja or guide? The Syrian said, He is the messenger of Allah. Hisham asked, After the Prophet? The Syrian said, Kitab, Holy Quran, and Sunnah, Prophet's traditions. Hisham asked, Has Kitab and Sunnah given us any profit in the matter of removing our differences? He said, Yes. Hisham said, Then why even now there is a difference between you and we? It is due to this difference that you have come all the way from Syria unto here, to have a dialogue. The Syrian kept quiet, as he could not give any reply.
Hazrat asked him as to why he did not reply. He said, If I say that we have no differences, then I will be lying, and if I say that the book and the traditions will remove the differences, if referred to them, then also it will be wrong, because there can be doubts in the minds of both regarding several matters, and each one can follow his own opinion. If I say that we do have differences but both of us are on the right, then the Kitab and Sunnah have not benefited us at all. But what I can do is that I may return these things to him. Hazrat said, Do it, so that you may hear its reply also. The Syrian said, Is Allah more merciful to people or people are more merciful to themselves than Allah? Hisham said, Allah is more merciful. The Syrian asked, Has he created someone who may remove difference from people and reform their affairs and make truth and falsehood manifest for them? Hisham asked, Are you inquiring about the time of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, or regarding today? The Syrian said, In those days, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, was available himself. Tell me who is in that position today? Hisham said, This honorable person, Imam Sadiq peace be upon him, who is sitting here, and to whom people come from far off places. He gives us news about heaven, because of the inheritance, which he has inherited, from his father and forefathers. The Syrian asked, How can I understand this? Hisham said, Ask him whatever you may. The Syrian said, You made me silent. Now I must ask only him. Hazrat said, May I tell you how was your journey? What happened to you en route? Then the Hazrat told him all the details that he had passed through during his journey. The Syrian said, You have said the truth. Now I have believed in you and become a Muslim. Hazrat said, Rather you have followed now. Before this, when you were reciting the Kalima Shahadatayn, attestation of beliefs, you were merely Muslim but Islam, submission, comes always before Iman, faith. Commands regarding inheritance, marriage, and others are based on it and the reward of hereafter is the result of Iman. Until they do not have faith in the Imamah of the Holy Imams, people are not eligible for paradise. The Syrian said, You have said the truth. Now I attest to the oneness of Allah and the messengership of the Holy Prophet and give witness that you are one of his legatees.